all over this room. It's God's will for something to be happening here, here, here. It's miracles can happen over here that nobody even knows is taking place. Because God is in this place. This is His atmosphere. Amen. 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 We walked into His presence. Amen. And it's His will to manifest His glory. He don't want to share that glory with anybody else. He don't want anything to diminish Him and His image to us. He wants us to see Him high and lifted up with the train of His glory filling the temple, with His hands stretched out and touching every heart and every head. He wants that to be the image we see of Him. And He's in this place right now. And I'll tell you what I feel like. I just feel like it's time for evangelists to come to this platform and preach to us. There's revival in this room. I want Brother Matt to come up here right now, brother. I want you to preach what God's been putting in your heart. There are miracles going to happen in here.
Come on, praise the Lord all across this house. Come on, I feel something special about to break in this room. Come on, lift up your voice and praise Him. Come on, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Hadamashiach. Ah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. If you came here sick today, you can leave healed. If you came in need of a miracle, the miracle worker's in the room. Come on, if you got pain in your body, you can leave healed. Woo! Come on, if you're dealing with family problems, I know the God that can restore a family. If you're dealing with problems in your marriage, I know the God who can fix it. Oh, hallelujah! Hadaboshatalamahaya. Well, we might as well just jump in this pool right now. Come on, if you need a miracle, if you need God to do something, I want you to lift up your hands and begin to worship the King of Kings. Come on, He's in this room right now. Come on, just respond to His glory. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be Your name. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Beside You, there is no other. You can do anything. You are able to do exceeding abundant above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, you ought to just tell Him what you need. If you need heal, you ought to just tell God, I need You to touch me again. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would just step out in faith. Come on, somebody ought to get out of your comfort zone. You might just need to step out in the aisle and say, I'm going to praise Him a minute. He's been too good. He's been too good. I cannot tell it all. Woo! Hallelujah. You ought to praise Him like He's been good to you. You ought to praise Him like He's brought you out of something. You ought to praise Him like you got faith to believe your Jericho walls are about to come down. Oh, hallelujah. If you're depressed in your spirit, if you're sour by the way life's treating you, let me give you a secret to living above. Praise Him when you don't feel like it. Praise Him when you don't have the victory. Praise Him for the partial. Praise Him when you don't know how you're going to make it. Oh, hallelujah. The scripture says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us. It is He that hath made us. It is He that hath made us. And not we ourselves. We are His people. We are His people. We are His people. We are His people. What do you need? What do you want? You are the people of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. And we are the sheep of his pasture. If you've stumbled away, if you're lost right now, the good shepherd's in the room to pick you up again. Oh, hallelujah. The shepherd's in the room to mend that wound. The shepherd's in the room to heal that mind. The shepherd's in the room to pull back. Hallelujah. Woo. Atarabahaya. Oh, hallelujah. We are the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord, he is good. It is he that hath made us. His truth is everlasting, and his mercy will endure to all generations. Oh, hallelujah. If you love him, bless him right now. Come on, let the praises flood out of this house. Let the praises ring in Zion. Let the praises be heard. Lift up your voice. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, rabakashatalabahaya. My message has been thrown in the trash. We're just going to flow in the spirit. Ah, hallelujah. If you need a miracle, if you need healed, God's going to heal you in the next few moments. Hallelujah. If you got cancer in your body, God's going to touch you right now. Come on. If you got faith to believe that you serve the healer, if you serve the mighty God, if you serve the everlasting Father, if you serve the Prince of Peace, I want you to praise him like he is too. Hallelujah. Come on, I feel faith in the room. I feel victory in the room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Come on, I feel chains about to break. I feel strongholds about to be cut down. I feel darkness leaving. I feel revival about to break out in Sumter, South Carolina. I feel prayers about to be birthed out of the depth of the ground. I can see seeds beginning to bud. I can see souls beginning to be saved. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Come on, I can hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I can feel the fountains of the great deep about to be broken up. Woo. And the windows of heaven are about to be opened. Woo. Come on, I can hear people coming to full truth. I can hear entire congregations being converted. I can hear college campuses being stormed by apostolics. I can see it. Can you see it? Can you feel it? And if you feel it, why don't you praise about it? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I can hear the phone ringing. We want to be baptized in Jesus' name. I can hear the phone ringing. Pastor Smith, I've come to the revelation. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, we are not second-class citizens. We are citizens of heaven. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. I'm not here by an accident. God, it will never leave me. He will never forsake me. Hallelujah. 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 out of the ashes, you are going to arise. What you sowed in tears, you're going to reap in joy. Everything that the devil meant for evil, God's going to turn it for your good. I know you're wounded. I know you're broken. But God's about to pull you out of the pit. He's about to pull you out of your place where you thought you were going to die. Come on, I feel a second touch coming. Somebody's about to get touched again. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Just a few weeks ago, we were in the nation of Bangladesh, and over 11,000 received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in 3 days' time. Over 5,500 people received their miraculous healing. Blinded eyes were healed. The mute spoke. The lame walked again. Tumors began to fall off. I'm here to tell you, we are living in the greatest days. The last day, church. And my Bible tells me that Jesus told his disciples, these things I do, ye will do also, but greater. Hallelujah. Come on. One 22-year-old man and his wife all by themselves went to the nation of Bangladesh some years ago. Hallelujah. It took 2 years for them just to get two souls won. But they made up their mind. We're going to be here in the harvest, and we're not leaving until we see God do what he said. I wish somebody would make up their mind. If God's promised us 1,000-soul revival, we're not going to stop until we see it. Oh, hallelujah. You ought to make up your mind. I'm going to say it until I see it. And when I've seen it, I'm going to say something else, because he is able. Woo. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You can be seated if you want. I'm just going to keep going in this direction. I'll never forget, just a few months ago, we were in the nation of Brazil, where they saw their first day of Pentecost in the city of Manaus. Amen. Some years ago, a man by the name of Penny the Merchant, he went to the Amazon jungle all by himself with him and his wife. There was no other one God Jesus named churches in the Amazon. It was basically 90 to 95% Catholic, with only about 5% evangelicals. And of that evangelicals, there was only one man and one woman that knows this truth we know today, that there is only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God, who's Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in ye all. Ah, he knew the message that except a man be born again of the water and of the Spirit, he could not see the kingdom, and he could not enter into the kingdom. Amen. And when he was a little boy, God began to deal with him. He had dreams of being a pilot. He never thought about being a preacher. He never thought about being a missionary. But one day he was in a church service, and God began to deal with him. God began to tell him, you ain't going to be a pilot. You're going to be a preacher. You're going to be a missionary. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe with all my heart, a little boy can get talked to today by Almighty God, and he can make up his mind. I'm going to do something. I'm going to be strong in the Lord, and I will do exploits. Benny the Merchant and his wife began to get to work. If you read their book, Full Throttle, you can hear some of these stories. And Benny the Merchant and his wife are from Canada, so they're just some crazy Canadians. He's a Canadian. His wife is not from Canada. But they met in Bible school. And when they met, he found out that she felt the call to go to Brazil, which he also felt. When he was a little boy, he had a dream. And he saw two waters, a darker water and a lighter water, touching. If you know anything about the Amazon, there's what they call the meeting of the waters. These waters touch, but they never mix. They have different pH levels. They have different temperatures. It is an absolute phenomenon. And if you look at different places in the earth where different oceans touch, they do the same thing. Amen. And I've come to tell somebody that the former house was good, but the latter and the former together in the first month. Come on. The Bible says that the floors are going to be full of wheat. Praise God. And Benny the merchant and his wife began to get to work. Benny went out first for a few weeks, and he was on a boat ride. And he came up to this place called the Meeting of the Waters. And the Lord brought to him that dream again that he had had as a little boy. And the Lord spoke to him, said, this is that dream. This is where it was in the dream. And he could feel like he was there all over again. And that gave him confirmation that he was in the right place. If you go to Manaus today, just in the city of Manaus, there are over 200 One God, Jesus name, Holy Ghost filled churches. And beyond that, if you just start getting in boats and just going down the river, you're going to find a lot of One God, Jesus name, tongue talking, holy rolling, holy living churches. And being there, we saw all these crowds of over 12,000 people gathering day after day. We were there for 3 days. In those 3 days, over 3,000 received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thousands of notable miracles. Wheelchairs were left empty. Scales fell off of eyes. Little mute children who couldn't speak were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to talk in other tongues and speak the name of Jesus. Kids that didn't know English, God used them miraculously to speak in English. Devils were cast out. I'm here to preach about something. I'm just here to tell you that you are able to go and take the land. Come on, it's not just an figment of your imagination, but this land's been promised to the kingdom. This land was made by God. This land was made for the people of God to possess it. This land was made by the people of God to be fruitful and multiply and to replenish it. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, I'm here to tell you, it's not outside of God's ability to give you this city, to give you this county, to give us this nation, to give us other nations. It's the will of God that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance. Oh, hallelujah. But we saw every miracle you could see in the Bible except for a dead person being raised, which I feel like I saw that on my airplane ride home. I was on the airplane heading from Panama to San Francisco, and I was so worked up. You got to forgive me. I get worked up. It's hard for me to control myself. I've been praying about it, like, God, help me to control my, because my voice, I haven't been able to sing for like 2 months, so it's hard for me to sit in a worship service. So I usually come out about 2 songs in. That way there's no way I'll have to face that. But today I didn't get that blessing, so I had to sing. But I didn't sleep for about 36 hours. I was so worked up about what I'd saw. And it was just so impactful. It wrecked me. It wrecked me. When I saw little boys that were folded up because they couldn't go to a doctor, and then the only opportunity they would have is for a man of God to pray for them. There was a young little girl, she was 14 years old, lame from birth. All she could do was blink her eyes. Her dad carried her to that altar, and the men of God prayed over this woman, this little girl, and she got up and started running. She ran outside of the building and started doing circles and jumping, and in the video you can hear her mother saying she's never done this before in Portuguese. Come on, we serve that God. Come on. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. He knows everything about your body. He knows the number of hairs you have on your head. He's the one that created your DNA. He's the one that put the stars into alignment. He's the one that put the sun exactly where it needed to be. If the sun were any closer to the earth, we wouldn't be able to live here. But we serve a God who is the author and the finisher of your faith. He is able to do anything. If he wants to bring down millstones from heaven, he can do it. If he wants to cause water to come out of the earth and flood the earth, he can do it. If he wants to put a tree there, he can put it there. He can make a tree grow in the river, and he can make a tree grow on the ground. He does whatever he wants to. He can do anything. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, you need to be reminded that he can let a limb grow back again. He can take a broken marriage and restore it. I don't care if the divorce papers are signed. He is able. He is able. He is able. Woo-hoo. Come on, if you know he's able, you ought to clap your hands, oh ye people. And lift up your voice and shout hallelujah. Shout out Obo Shataya. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. And we began to see God do great works. I was so worked up when I was on that plane. I passed out. God put me into a deep sleep. And so for those of you that it's hard for you to go to sleep because you're so worked up, you just be patient. God's going to teach you how to operate in that and give you rest when you need it. But I'm on the plane. I'm passed out. I wake up, and I know when God wakes me up. So I'm like trying to figure out, well, what do you got for me to do? So I start talking to this girl next to me from Ecuador, teaching her Bible study. But I was like, man, that felt really good, but there's something else going on here. All of a sudden, I hear the hostess running down the aisle. We need a doctor. We need a doctor. We need a doctor. And I was like, was that just me? But this hostess gets to my aisle. I said, excuse me, what do you need? What's going on? He said, there's a woman who just collapsed in the back of the plane, and we need a doctor. Now, I don't recommend you do this unless you feel God tell you. You can do it. But something came over me, and I said to myself, or rather, I feel like God said it, I'm a doctor. And I start thinking about it. I'm a doctor. What does that even mean? Before I can control myself, it comes right out of my mouth. I said, I'm a doctor. Now, if you don't know much about legalities and laws and stuff, if you say you're something that you're not, and if you go back there and something goes wrong, you're in for a good treat. You might have someone start digging in your pockets. Now, these pockets aren't very deep, so that really wouldn't hurt me very much. Sometimes I think, you put me in jail, well, I'm just going to win souls there. But I told them I'm a doctor. I start falling to the back of the plane. If you've ever been on an international flight, there's a lot of people. So they see me walking by, and I got people looking at me. And I had one buddy on the plane, one of my best friends. He's an evangelist. I said, K.O., you need to start praying. I'm about to raise somebody from the dead. And I got to the back of that plane, and, when you get to the back, it's just a tiny little space. You got your bathrooms here, just maybe 3-4 feet, not much room. And this lady is flat out on the ground, yellow in the face, and one of the other flight attendants is trying to put the oxygen mask on her. And I sit back, and I'm in that doorway, and I'm looking. I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? All of a sudden, an authority and a peace just came over me. And I just looked down at that one and said, switch me spots. She got up. I walked right over there. I walked right over there, and I got on my knees. I got down by that woman's ear, and I said, I'm an apostolic minister. And I'm about to lay my hand on you and pray the prayer of faith, and God's going to heal you this moment. I laid my hand on her head. I said, upon the authority of the word of God, and by the power that's in the name of Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command this attack to come off of you. I command you to be healed. I command peace in your mind. I take authority over this attack of the enemy. It wasn't 30 minutes later. We were walking her back to her seat on that airplane. I'm still in contact with her. I'm telling you, he is able to do exceeding abundant above all we could ask or think, according to the power that's within us. I've never went to medical school. I've never went through a doctor's class. But there is a physician who abides in me. And he began to speak up and say, I'm a doctor. I'm able to do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm sorry. I get excited when God shows up and God shows out. I get excited when somebody that's bound by anxiety and depression and they're about to have a heart attack, but one God apostolic preacher steps on the scene and says, be healed.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Come on. He didn't call you out of darkness into his marvelous light for you to get intoxicated with how church feels, but he called you out so you could go out there and call somebody in. He did not heal you so you could sit there with your healing. No, 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 no. He called you into this thing so that when you meet somebody that was broken like you, you can say, if God did it for me, he can do it for you. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I wish somebody would make up their mind. I'm going to take every opportunity that is presented to me for God to arise and let his enemies be scattered. Anytime there's an opportunity for God to show up, I'm going to step out. Come on, his train fills this temple. Hallelujah. 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 Something's about to break loose in this place. Somebody's about to get healed. Somebody, you've been facing torment for too long. That spirit of infirmity is about to come off of you. Some of you, you haven't been able to sleep at night. You don't got peace in your life. And you're doing everything you know to do. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, your miracle is in this room. Some of you have ailments in your body that the doctor said there's nothing that can help. I'm telling you, the great physician is in the room. And he's ready to heal. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. And what began to amaze me was after I prayed for this woman, eventually she took that mask off and she started just crying and weeping. She said, you have no idea what I've been going through. I'm going through a terrible divorce. My mother is dying. I'm from Brazil, and I'm living in San Francisco now, and I don't have any friends. I don't have nobody. You don't tell me that God won't direct your steps. You've come too late to tell me God won't lead you to somebody. You come too late to tell me that God does not order the steps of his people. But when you get in your prayer room and you begin to pray, God, change me from the inside out. God, use me for your glory. God, lead me to people that are broken and in need of a touch of your hand. God, direct my steps. I don't just pray that when I'm in my hometown, but every town I go into, I say, God, lead me to somebody. Lead me to somebody that's broken and needs to meet the healer. Lead me to somebody that's depressed and they need to feel joy in their life. Lead me to somebody that the world's giving them all the world can offer. And it'll never be enough, honey. But let me just tell you, God will lead you to somebody. And when you operate and you step out, God will answer by fire. When you speak the word of faith, you can trust your God to show up and show out. Hallelujah. When you meet somebody that's sick in their body, don't tell them, I'll pray for you another time. Don't leave that moment, but you ought to do like the scripture says, and the believer shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They shall walk upon serpents. They shall, hallelujah, and no deadly poison shall harm them. Don't you dare let the spirit of fear shut your mouth from prophesying. Don't you dare let the voices of this world put fear in your heart so that you don't speak the word of God. Don't you dare let doctors and physicians tell you about what God can do. Oh, Hallelujah. But you ought to look the report in the eye and say, I know the doctor said there's no hope. I know I've went to another appointment and they weren't able to help me, but I know of a God. 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 And he is able. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I know a God that when he walks by, his shadow can heal people. I know a God that where his spirit is, there is liberty. In his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Woo! I feel like bragging on him a moment. He's the God that created the heavens and the earth. He is the rock that created every other rock that was created. He is the lion and he is the lamb. He is the beginning, the middle, and the ending, and everything in between. He can do whatever he pleases. When he does something, he looks at it and said, oh, that was good. Oh, that was good. Oh, that was good. Oh, hallelujah. I wish I had somebody that believes in him. I wish I had somebody that would just begin to bless him. Come on. He is worthy from the rising of the sun till the going down of the same. The name of the Lord shall be glorified. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Come on, when you praise him, chains will begin to fall off. When you praise him, joy is going to start coming again. Put on the garment. I pray. He inhabits the praises of his people. When we begin to praise, we let the devil know, you can do whatever you want, but I'm still going to praise. You can take my body, but I'm going to praise anyhow. I may not be able to run like I used to. I may not be able to jump like I used to, but I'm going to lift up my voice and shout. Come on, some of you leave here service after service with the same junk holding you back. If you'd ever learn the art that I got to step out of where I'm at and I got to go somewhere else. I got to go deeper. I got to praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you think I'm crazy? No, 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 no. I've been through hell. I've been through floods. I've been through trials. I've been depressed. I've been suicidal. I've not known how I was here to pay the bills. I've known how but I praise him anyhow. I praise him anyhow. Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He is able. He is able. He is able. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. And he is the Prince of Peace. You ought to tell your body, you're going to praise him right now. You ought to tell your mind, I refuse to entertain the comments and the wishes and the curses of the adversary. But I'm going to bring all my thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ. If he's coming after you, trying to make you feel condemned, you ought to tell him, they that are in Christ are new creatures. All things are passed away. There is therefore now no condemnation. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Ah, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Adoboshania makaya. Ikoloboshataya. Oh, while you're praising, that joy is coming back. While you're praising, those tears are going to start turning into a smile. While you learn to praise him, you're going to feel that pain go away. While you praise him, you're going to feel joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh! Come on, I need some help up here. Where's that organ player at? Come on, where's that drummer at? I dare somebody to find an instrument and praise him upon the stringed instruments and organs, and praise him upon the loud sounding cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. The happiest people are people that make up their mind. I will not let anything take my praise. I will not let anything take my worship. For God is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. I will sing unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence that walketh in darkness. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. Oh, hallelujah. Robo shaya la mahaya. Hatarabo kosha hataya. You ought to just remove how you feel about how other people think about you. If that's what's holding you back from letting loose and worshiping and praising, you need to shut that down. And you need to just say, he's worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Hey, man, I'm finished. Everybody can stand all across this house. The power of the Lord is in this place to work the miraculous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, if you got the Holy Ghost, I just want you to pray for a moment. Come on, something's about to break in this room. I feel something about to break in this city. I feel something to break out. Hallelujah. Come on, you're about to start getting calls from people you haven't got calls from in years. You're about to start seeing people come to this house that you never invited, that you never even sowed a seed, but they're just going to start coming because the glory is on this house. The glory is on this house. And the glory that's in this house is greater than the glory that was in the former house. For it is the former and the latter glory together in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. In a few moments, I'm going to give you some directions. It's really important that we all come together, because I don't want nobody leaving here tormented another day. I don't want nobody leaving here without your miracle. If you got faith to believe it, you're going to be healed today. Amen. So anybody who needs a physical healing, whether it's pain in your legs, joints, you got cancer in your body, you got migraines, I don't care what type of physical pain and ailment, you need healing in your body, I want you to come right up here, right in the middle. If you got pain in your body and you're sick of it and you want God to touch you, just come right here. Come on. If you need healing in your body, just come right up here. Hallelujah. Come on. While you're coming, why don't you just start praising him? Why don't you just start worshiping him right now? Come on. If you need healing in your body, come to this altar right now. God's about to release healing in your body. Hallelujah. If you need healing in your mind and you're dealing with mental torment, you're dealing with depression, you're dealing with suicidal thoughts, you're dealing with anxiety, I want you to come over here. If you need healed in your mind and you're dealing with things and you can't control it, I want you to come right over here. And if you need any other miracle, whether it's the bills, you just don't seem to be having enough right now, whether it's you need God to open something up or else you're going to lose that house. I want you to come up in here and squeeze in somewhere. Now, if you don't need God in your life and you don't need a miracle, you can stay back there. But if you need anything else, I just want you to come forward. Come on, God's about to do something. You don't want to leave this place without what God's about to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Let me have your attention for a moment. Let me have your attention for a moment. The Bible says that he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Sometimes it's so easy to believe God will fill your friend with the Holy Ghost, but it's hard for you to believe that God's going to heal you. But the beginning of coming to God is knowing that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Come on, the Bible says, if your father on earth, who is evil, would want to do good things to you, how much more shall your father, which is in heaven? So the first thing we're going to do together is, we're all going to close our eyes when I tell you to. We're going to close our eyes. We're going to lift up our heads towards heaven. And we're going to lift up our hands. The reason why we're going to look up towards heaven is because you don't get nothing from God looking down. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, put your hands down. Put your hands down. We're going to just practice a few things. So we got those basics down. We're going to close our eyes because we're not looking at nobody else. It's time for somebody to get a little greedy in your life. You've been praying for so many people and they've been getting healed, but you've been sitting plagued for years. So it's time for you to get your miracle. God is here to do it. Do you believe it? All right. So after we close our eyes and we lift up our heads, we're going to raise our hands and we're going to start repenting together. What are we going to repent for? We're going to repent for anything. We're just going to repent because maybe there was something that you might have said on the way to church today that you shouldn't have said. So we're all going to repent together. And after we get done repenting, we're going to start worshiping. And I'll tell you when I feel that it's at that point. And when it's at that point, I'm just going to say something like, all right, now let's begin to praise him. And I want you to praise him in advance. When you're praising, I want you to envision yourself being healed. Whatever it is you're in this altar for right now, when you're praising him, I want you to begin to just call that out. Thank you, God, that you're healing these knees today. Thank you, God, that this cancer that's in my body is leaving today. And we're just going to begin to praise God. And there's going to be a special moment, and I'm going to open up my mouth, and I'm going to say, upon the authority of the Word of God, and by the power that's in the name of Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command you to receive your miracle. I command you. I'm going to just go through a few things, and then I'm going to, at the top of